All right, Doug. Yeah, thanks very much for checking in. Well, for me, I'll do a quick roundup for me. As I had Friday off from work. I've got some things done around the house, and we were waiting for a new dishwasher to be delivered. The last dishwasher we had didn't last very long. And then ended up basically having it broke down 5 times in 5 years. So that wasn't good. So that's now sitting in my garage. It's going to be going to a recycling place. I think it's a control board again. So we ended up with like 2 pumps and now 2 control boards. And I think it's a control board again that's gone out. So it's fixable. It's like brand new. Like I said, it's only 5 years old. It's like brand new. Inside of that, it just needs another control board. So we switched on that Saturday. I had the breakfast in the morning. Then my brother and sister-in-law, my cousin and her wife, and my kids, daughter, son-in-law, and 2 grandkids, we all went to the craft show downtown Saginaw at Ojibwe Island. And then some of us headed out. We went out to the foodie fair. They had a food truck fair over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out at the South parking lot, the Penny's parking lot out at the mall. So we went out and had lunch and watched all the people, checked everything out. And then my kids headed to the old Tri-City Dragway. They had a car show out at the dragway that they're looking to possibly reopen for drag races again after like 40-some years out at the airport. They ended up with over 700 registered cars that showed up out at that car show. So they walked for quite a ways. The cars were lined each side of the dragway, the over a half a mile down, and then on the return lane, the half a mile back on both sides, plus in other places around. So they said over 700 registered cars for that. And for my wife and I, we then joined the kids for the Saginaw County Fair. We headed out about 5 o'clock, went out to the fair out in Chesning, and we didn't get back until about 10:30 last night. So we had a good time. The grandkids entered a couple events for their projects and that. Both my granddaughter both won first place in her category, and my grandson won 2 first places in different categories that he did. He's 15 years old and likes to weld, so he welded some sculptures and things in 2 different categories and won both of them. So we're proud of the kids, at least on that, and we went out and seen their projects and then walked through the fair and even rode a couple of rides. They got my wife on one and got me on a couple of them, and that was a good feat to get us on the rides again. They don't work too well with us anymore. For me also, my Yaesu radio, my FPTX-10, got a present. So it got a present added to it. I ordered about 2 weeks ago, what's called a cat meter. It's an accessory meter display that shows a variety of different settings, and you can control things from this box. It comes from New Zealand. So I've been looking at this for a while. I finally decided I was going to pick one up. So it only took 2 weeks to be delivered from New Zealand. I got it installed on Saturday, and it's working very well. It's very nice. It gives you a lot of information. It's right in line with my monitor. So as I'm typing in QSOs into the logbook and that, I can keep track of frequency and time, both local and Zulu time and all of that, without having to look other places. So it's all right in line. So nice little addition to the station.
KDAC.
This is KCAYDM. Ron for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the Net?